Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to the show. Good to see you, Tommy Little.
Oh, buzz on me, old mate.
I thought it was Carrie there for a second. You're looking nice and zhuzhed up.
Hey,
I thought it was Carrie there for a second because you're looking nice and pretty today.
Oh, you've noticed I'm wearing a full face.
I like it.
Yeah, I had a shoot just before here, and they said, "Would you like to take the makeup off, Mr. Little?" And I said, "No, I want to feel confident for radio."
And you are looking fine, my friend.
Thank you. Sitting across from me, Carrie is away again today. We have the amazing Rachel Corbett.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Corby, how are you?
What a treat to be in your cupboard.
It's so nice. We've done the project together a lot of times.
Correct.
But, which means you've walked past the cupboard many times.
Yes.
Is it everything you were hoping for it to be?
And more.
Is it more?
It actually smells better than I expected.
Yeah, it's because Carrie's not here. No, I'm like, a lot of people think I'm being harsh when I say that.
Yeah.
For such a tiny woman, such a large smell.
A little musk.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little musky, the old Bickmore.
Shiver's not dead, but it is making fun of the pregnant woman when she's not here. Love you, Bickers, if you're listening. Buzzo, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you excited about today's show?
Yeah, loving it. I look like enjoying what's coming up. How many famey can you name? We're going to introduce Rachel to that after four, of course.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything else you want to mention?
The little things.
Anything you want to mention to our guest?
Oh, you're not going to make me do that, are you?
What?
I thought it was exciting.
Yeah.
Do you not think it's exciting?
Not really.
I'm surprised you've been able to get your words out, to be honest.
Well, I'm struggling, can't you tell?
So, Corby.
Yes.
You have many fans in this great nation of ours.
Oh, God.
And none come bigger than the man who was sitting across from you.
What?
Buzz is in love with you.
What?
No. Firstly, okay, now I will explain because that's not necessarily true. But you did a breakfast show on the Central Coast at CFM where I grew up.
Correct.
And as like a 12-year-old, you were my first celebrity crush.
Yes. Please tell me that you had a Go Rach bumper sticker.
I had a Weapons of Mass Destruction.
Weapons of Mass Destruction. That was
Rach, Patty and Cam back in 2002.
Yeah.
Was it?
Look at that. We've got history.
There we go. So my first celebrity. And I'm a little bit nervous, I will say that.
Oh, my word.
So we thought this was a momentous occasion.
Yeah.
So where you look on the board and we see a blank spot at the moment, and you said, what are we going to do in that blank spot? And I said, it'll be fine. I think there are more people who have met their celebrity crush.
Oh.
Let alone their first celebrity crush. This is amazing.
Well, it's a little sad because if I am your celebrity crush, that's a pretty low bar.
But if we've got to list the sad things about Buzz, we are going to be here all show. So... 131060, give us a call. I'd love to hear what happened when you met your celebrity crush.
Mm.
How did it happen? How did it come about? Buzz, is it everything you hoped it to be?
It was amazing. It still is.
I feel like it's been a bit of a letdown for you, mate, to be honest.
No. I'm just really, really nervous and like I'm a little bit shaky.
Bro, I think you're actually doing well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a mess. When I noticed you looking down at your screen a lot and not talking much before we went to air, I thought, oh, Buzz, he's rattled here.
I am rattled. I still am, and I'm more rattled now.
Give us a call, 131060. If you like Buzz and you've met your celebrity crush, we want to know all about it.
We'll take your calls after this. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. A little bit nervous today because Rachel, my childhood crush, is in with us.
Mm.
Gosh, I can't believe that. That is sad. That is real sad.
For
Buzzy.
Nah.
Yes, because
it's great, mate. You
reach for the stars, mate. You're a 12-year-old guy, right? You got to look further than Gosford Radio. You got to have a poster on your wall of somebody like that you can reach for the stars.
I used to go see your OBs at Erin Affair.
Oh, so you've been? Oh my goodness! So you were like a bit stalky vibe.
Well, I was 12. My mum would take me there.
And you're hanging up the back of the car park at like Super Cheek Border or whatever, where we're doing like, we've got the old trestle table set up and a couple of balloons attached to
got
either side.
A sausage please, sizzle.
That's
please
it.
Tell me at one point in your life, you said this sentence about Buzz, oh my God, that kid is back.
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I did. Or ask somebody to whisk me out the back entrance because that little thing's back.
I love it, Buzz. I reckon it's great.
Thank you.
And I reckon other people out there have had their moments where they've met their celebrity crush. Brookie, is that you?
It is, yes.
Who was your celebrity crush?
Vanilla Ice.
Wow.
Good one.
From Rachel Corbett to Vanilla Ice. This is a roller coaster of emotion. And where did you meet him?
Backstage after the I Love the 90s concert last year.
Oh, you met Vanilla Ice recently?
Yes, I did. A group of friends and I paid a small fortune to go and do the backstage after party with him. It was very exciting.
Was he nice?
By the time, he was beautiful.
I feel like if you meet them like right in the middle of their sort of heyday, then they've got a bit of a, there's a chance they're going to brush you off. But when you're getting a second chance at life to come back and do a live show and it's 2018 or 2017, I reckon Vanilla would be real nice.
Real nice.
Real nice.
Brooke, how
much
did it cost you?
There was a lot of celebrities there that night and they were all very, very nice. But,
oh, that's good.
Do you
mind if I ask, how much did it cost to do the meet and greet?
Well, he actually didn't end up doing the meet and greet, so the tickets for that were about $450 each to do the photo op and the VIP, but he didn't actually end up doing that, so I ran around the stadium like a crazy person and ended up paying an extra $160 per person for me and my friends to go backstage and do the after party, because that's what you had to do if you wanted to meet Vanilla Ice, and I wanted to meet Vanilla Ice.
Oh, no, I can hear that. I can hear the desperation in your voice there, Brooke. That's fine. I've got that. I don't know how you feel about charging $450 for a meet and greet, but I reckon he should be shot for that. let's go to Henry. Henry, who was your celebrity crush?
Hi, my celebrity crush was Zac Efron.
Yeah, he is pretty dreamy. When did you get to meet him?
I was 15, and I think it was 2014 at the meet and greet in New York.
I think this makes it weirdly illegal for us to chat about.
What they met?
Well, I don't know what happens when you meet your celebrity crush. I've seen the sparks between you and Buzz, and I can only assume what it's going to lead to.
Yeah, but it's like meet and greet isn't a line in the criminal code.
Okay, you ask the kid what he got up to when he was 15.
Yeah, he just met and greeted.
Well, ask him then.
What was Zac Efron like? Was he nice to you? Did you have a bit of conversation time? Did you get a chance to know each other?
He was nice. It was like a few minutes, and my mum took me as a surprise, and I was completely in love with him since I was about 7 from Hairspray. And it was just after I'd come out, and I was so nervous, and then mum kind of was trying to get the conversation going, saying, you know, oh, he loves you. And I was like, no, I don't.
Thanks, Mum.
I didn't like him and I hadn't, like, watched any of his movies. And it was just so awkward.
Henry got excited.
Yeah, he did get excited.
He dropped a cheeky F-bomb. And why wouldn't you? It's Zac Efron.
So he should, right?
Yeah.
But I love the fact that he had to play it cool around Zac and sort of be like, oh, no, I don't even like you anyway. I don't like your movies. And Zac's like, what are you doing here?
I don't like your movies. I don't like men. In fact, I'm a 70-year-old woman.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Welcome to the safe space, Corby, where things that you know really give you the irrits, but if you bring up, people go, oh, it's so petty. Oh, gosh, it's so petty. Here is your chance to vent a few of them. Would you like me to kick this thing off?
Sure, go for it.
What is killing me at the moment is that I have a new iPhone. My iPhone phone connection.
La-di-da.
Yeah, someone's done one for himself. That's fine. My headphone connection for my iPhone is now the weird charging thing, right?
Hey. So it's been like that for like 3 years.
All right. So I only just got a new iPhone.
Welcome to 2018.
Well, I've only just learnt the frustration of that's fine as my headphone connection. And my headphone connection on laptop, that's fine individually because that's just the circle one, the old one. But now I have to carry two sets of headphones around if I want to have headphones for my laptop and my iPhone. They're not the same connection and it really gives me this.
That's you just need to get over it. Or you need to buy two.
Oh, well, segment over. Punch into a song, Buzz.
Or you need to buy two connectors. Am I allowed to?
Is that easier than having two sets of headphones?
Yeah, well, just have things in different places so you don't have to worry about it.
But I don't, okay, I can never remember that. To be honest, I don't even have two sets of headphones. I don't have laptop headphones anymore, so I just play things quietly and then listen.
Am I allowed to, is my little thing allowed to be about something that other people do?
So it's not, oh, totally.
Yeah. Okay. I really can't stand people when they need to announce their existence in a room by making a noise. So, you know, you'll either go, somebody's like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we are in the same room. You exist. I know you're here. Do you want to say something to me? Do we need to have a conversation?
Yeah.
If not, just sit there quietly.
And shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
Would you like a little complimentary side dish to this exact problem?
Please.
I hate when people laugh out loud and, like, so they're on their phone, they go, ha, 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 ha. Like they've looked at something and then look at you. So you go, what's funny?
Oh, You want me to add on to that?
Yeah.
When you go, what's funny? And they go, oh, nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Why did you do it?
And shut your cake hole, mate.
Why?
Quit laughing. I got one for you.
Okay, yep, go.
This is, we were talking about internet dating yesterday, yep. And this is one about other people. In your bio, if you write good banter essential, you're an absolute turnip.
Yes.
And you have no chat. I guarantee none. Anybody who uses the phrase good banter essential,
none.
You don't have any banter.
You know what? Those people, they think banter is what is actually kind of a form of emotional abuse. Their version of banter is just like, I love it when like a guy treats me a bit crap and then I treat him a bit crap back and we have like funny banter because he says something mean and then I say something mean. That's not banter. That's you emotional
guys,
abuse.
You guys hate each other, yes. And you're trapped in a horrible relationship. We're so sorry.
You just want good conversation, right?
Give me something else, Corbin.
Okay. It's another thing that somebody else does. When
yeah,
I'm
you're
driving,
perfect. We get it.
When I'm driving,
yes.
And you pull up at an intersection, but it's not a crossing, right? It's not a crossing. And somebody stands out and
it's
walks
not a
out.
Cross. It's not a crossing,
right? There's no green man. There's no zebra crossing. It's nothing. And somebody just walks straight across and then looks at you like the fact that you haven't slowed down because it's not a crossing, like that you're the person in the wrong.
You know what I feel like explaining to them?
What?
I feel like winding down my window and saying, you know, if the two of us collide, you get
lose.
Hurt.
Yes.
My car will have a dint.
Yeah.
But you will hurt.
And I don't like being in situations where I haven't done anything wrong, but somebody makes me feel like I'm the a-hole, you know? And you're like, I was just driving. I was obeying the road rules. And now all of a sudden you stepped out at me and you're looking at me like, do you want to kill another person? Is that what you want to do today?
You're driving me to kill.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. I hate it the other way, though, when you get the green man walking and you walk and the person starts nudging up that wants to turn left and they start nudging up to you and you're like, it's my green man time, mate.
Yeah.
See that green man? That green man's walking.
Yeah.
It's not rushing along. It's walking at a moderate pace, which is what I'm doing. You're going nowhere important.
Mm.
You can just wait. Give us a call, 131060. All those little things that you want to get off your chest, now's your time.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now we're doing this. The totally s*** me. And I realised, Corby, that our rage fed each other and we got quite worked up about these.
We got
things.
Really into that for a moment there.
Yeah.
It was screaming.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I remembered the mic technique away from the mic.
You got away from the mic, but you forgot that when we went off air, you kept going. You hit me twice.
I did. I was filled with the rage of the little things.
Yeah.
Couldn't help it. You also have a very punchable face.
Yes, that's true. Two Bob. Is Two Bob your real name, Two Bob?
Robert Roberts. So.
Oh.
Oh, I tell you, that was so much better than what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Buzz, give him a prize already.
Why don't we give you some Bluetooth earphones? So just in case you've got an issue like Tommy does with your laptop and your phone, that's going to solve that problem for you too, Bob.
Just for having a great name. That's yours, mate. What's the little thing that gives you the irrits?
You sort of touched on it before with the pedestrians and the little green man.
Yep.
One that really grinds my gears is when a pedestrian will come up and push the button at the lights and then cross before it. Their turn, so you end up getting stuck at a red light for nothing. They've already gone. Like, if you're going to run the gauntlet, don't press the button.
Yes. I have respect for someone who commits to whatever they're doing and they've just wishy-washed in the middle. They've pushed the button and then gone for it. Just jaywalk properly.
No, but don't you think you've turned up, you've done the procedure, you've pressed the button because that's what you do, and then you've realised, oh, my gosh, there's a space here. I can get across. You can't hate somebody for doing that. They're just.
I do because then what's going to happen is they're out. Too Bob, you'll agree with me on this because then they get across the road and then someone else is going to have to wait as well as a green man goes and nobody is crossing.
Yes,
there's no green man crossing. Like we're waiting at a red light when they've run the gauntlet. Yeah. If you're going to run the gauntlet, don't press the button.
Yeah, good, good Too Bob. I love it. Great stuff. Kate from Beaconsfield. Kate, talk to us. What's your little thing?
I hate it when people sniff. Instead of blowing their nose and they just constantly sniff.
What if you don't have a tissue though?
Oh, I had a massage
like
today.
Else.
I had a massage today because it was my day off, and the whole time the masseur was just sniffing, and I wanted to turn around and punch them in the face.
Oh,
so it was a nice, relaxing massage then, Kate.
Yeah, it was so relaxing.
How can you tell if it's the massage oil or their nose that's dripping on the back of you?
Oh. That's
It was like, oh, it's a little cold. Yeah, not cool.
Should we go to Olivia? Olivia, what's your little thing?
I absolutely hate it when you're walking in a shopping centre and all of a sudden a bunch of people stop in front of you and start a conversation.
Yeah, what is it with people who have no spatial awareness? You know, when somebody stops or they slow down and you think, I am 100% positive you can test me, you can see me in your periphery, or you can feel me behind you and you're stopping. Why would you do that?
So exactly, and I work in the shopping centre, so if I'm in a hurry on the way to work and they stop in front of me, I can't be rude or anything because they might come in later.
Do you ever think of treating it like the Bittersweet Symphony film clip and just walking through them, Olivia?
Yes, I do. Just shove them out the way.
That's it. You've got to do it. The other thing in a shopping centre is, and when you walk into a shop and the people at the who are working in the shop are having a conversation and turn around like you've invaded their private space. Like you're
like
like the cool group, and the losers just walked in the door and going, hey guys, can I be part of the party? And you're like, I just want to spend my money in here. Hang on, this isn't a social arrangement. It's a shop.
I'm learning there's a lot of rage in a little Corby.
I wasn't even sure I'd have anything to come up with, and look at me go.
You've got a whole list. Do you want to give us one more from your list?
Oh, I really hate it when people don't walk up the escalator. I think it's indicative of a person who's never going to make anything out of their life.
Oh, what are you in a hurry for?
No, but...
I'm on an escalator. It's doing the moving for me. If I wanted to walk, I would have taken the stairs next to it.
Slow.
Take the stairs next to it.
It's so
Stop
slow.
Harassing people who want to enjoy the ride.
No.
Let's go to Adrian. Adrian from Newey, finish us off.
You know what I hate? I hate people that say lol or yeet. Like, use your words, mate.
What's yeet?
Yeet's that dance from Fortnite, that stupid thing that they do.
I thought we were going to get our second F-bomb from the show. Quick buzz on this out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I want to tell you about something.
Please.
I have been locked out of my Uber Eats account. Right?
Have you done bad things?
I've done nothing. There's someone in the States using money somehow from my Uber Eats account, so it shut down over the weekend.
Is that how we're hacking these days? Is that how we're draining bank accounts for Uber Eats?
And there was money coming out of the States, and they were like, hang on, we know he's good, but the big dog can't be in opposite parts of the world at the same time.
God.
And so my account's shut. Oh. And I thought, well, what am I going to do? Food. I thought, I know.
Cook? Forget it. Heat something up on the stove.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds complicated. Deliveroo.
Yes.
Right?
Get on board.
And so I ordered. I got some Nando's, and I was at a hotel, and I was waiting for my Nando's. I was a little bit hungover, and I was so excited about the idea of hot chips. Just, I'm frothing at the bit. I'm watching the little map get closer, the little rider get closer.
Isn't that fun? Don't you think it's like a fun game?
It's a video game.
It's a video game, but at the end you get food.
Yeah, exactly. And then sometimes they take a wrong turn. You're like, no. Oh, no, reset the game. Oh, God.
But you can call them. You can't call your video game character. When they're going the wrong way, you can give them a little buzz and go, mate, turn around. I'm hungry. I need my chips. True.
Well, this was going fine until I got a call, and it was close enough that I went down to reception and I got a call, and it was the rider, and she was quite short. She said, where are you? And I said, I'm at my hotel. And she said, where is your hotel? And I said, what? I put in the hotel name and address, so she'd have that. And she said, well, I'm at the GPS and I can't see your hotel. And I said, I don't know what to say. And I said, I'll walk out the front of the hotel. Maybe that'll
be helpful.
I walked out the front, looked around, nothing. And I said, look, I'm really sorry. Like, I put in the address for the hotel. And she goes, you have to ring Deliveroo support.
No.
So I rang Deliveroo support and they were great.
Oh, okay, good.
They said, sir, what seems to be the problem? And I said, I gave the lady my address. She's not here. I'm hungover. I really want my Nando's.
Yes.
And they looked at the thing and they go, but it says the job is completed. Do you have your Nando's? And I said, no, I don't have my Nando's. And she goes, hold on 1 second. I will contact the rider. I said, that'd be great. Thank you. On hold, maybe a minute. Again, they were great. Comes back to me, sir, are you sure you don't have your Nando's? And I said, I know we've only just met, but I wouldn't lie to you like that.
I know I'm hungover. I know I said that. And so I'm maybe not an upstanding member of society. I get that. You've judged me. It's okay.
It's okay.
But I don't lie about getting Nando's. That's the line I won't cross.
And she said, okay, hang on. I'm going to call the rider again. He goes, comes back after a minute and says, sir, we can reorder the food for you. And I said, what? And I said, where's my Nando's? And they said, we have tried to call the driver a number of times and she appears not to be answering. And I said, what? And they go, and they, again, they were great because they go, we can reorder your food. We're a full refund. We'll give you some credit. And I thought, that's lovely. But I said, but just for my own curiosity, is she eating my Nando's?
Yes, she's eating Nando's. Of course. She can't talk with a full mouth. That's why she didn't answer the phone. Of course she's not answering.
But all she said, she just went back. She went, look, we can reorder your food. You've got a refund. And I said, no. I'm like, that's lovely. And you've been great. Fantastic customer service. But just do you think she's eating my Nando's?
Yeah. But couldn't you have found her? Because you've got the map there. Couldn't you have just seen where she was?
No, because now it's a job completed and it's gone, right?
Yeah.
But then I thought, oh, maybe this is a stroke of genius, not on my part, but maybe people sign up to be delivery drivers for these places.
For dinner.
Yes. You're exactly right. They do their one meal.
Yes.
And they scan. So what's and it's a lucky dip for them as well because they're like, I accepted it. What do you mean just a bag of Papa Doms? Oh, my God. Yeah. I'll deliver this and I'll wait for the next one. But I thought, are there people out there that do this?
That's genius.
Because this is possible. Daniela was her name. Is it possible there's more people like Daniela who have just signed up, just done the one trip and started, well, that's my lunch. That's my dinner.
You know,
you bloody ripper.
Ask people in the gig economy, like, oh, when do you do this? And they're like, oh, I just do like an afternoon shift. Now you know why, because it's like I've eaten breakfast and lunch. I just go around for free Indians.
Yeah. When that's do you do this? Just when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
13 10 60. Is this a thing that happens? Have you signed up and just got a meal? Have you had a driver rider eat your meal? I'd love to know. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Buzz, remind me, what are we doing now?
We are doing, are you a driver who has eaten something that they should have delivered?
Oh! Yeah. Sorry, 50 Cent has a way. It's like the, you know, the thing in Men in Black where they go, and your memory's gone?
Boom.
50 Cent does that to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my Deliveroo driver ate my food, and Deliveroo were great about it, and I actually thought, what a genius tactic. If you just sign up, be a delivery driver.
Free food.
Have a meal, free food, fantastic. Elise from the Goldie, what happened?
Well, on Saturday night, I ordered food from a delivery service. Mm-hmm. And we, instead of having three rolls, spring rolls, I only had one.
Oh, that is a dog act.
I mean, it is. That's also, That's
cruel because spring rolls are like next level. That's a real anticipation food.
Was there three of you, Elise?
Pardon?
Was there three of you?
No, it was just me. But
good
I
on you.
The restaurant and we were meant to have three and they said that the delivery service must have eaten it.
Of course, because every... Three spring rolls is only enough for one person.
Yeah, but why would you leave one bit of evidence?
Because they wanted it to seem like they were sold in singles. That's why. Like they actually packed one spring roll.
Oh, they thought they were being smart.
Yes.
They thought you didn't order spring rolls, madam. You ordered spring roll.
Yes.
Just singular. Okay. Sorry, wow. You're good, Corby. I nearly fell asleep during that story.
Why? That's a very emotional thing. Spring rolls are a big thing for people.
I know, but it wasn't a very... I felt like we came in with a lot of energy and then Elise really flattened out on us and I wasn't quite ready for it. It was a great story in the end.
Roll. She was running out of energy.
She didn't have energy. Get a woman some more spring rolls so she doesn't continue to make horrible radio. Let's go to Caitlin. Caitlin, what happened?
G'day.
Great energy, Caitlin. Good. Really good stuff.
I got food delivered to work and so I could go pick it up, left it in my name. The driver didn't eat it. I didn't eat it. A co-worker with the same name ate it.
What an absolute dog.
Hold on. But the other Caitlin knows they didn't order it. So this is the modern day equivalent of people who go to the fridge at work and just take someone else's sandwich.
Exactly.
You people make me sick. It's not a shop. It's not a buffet.
No.
It's a place where people leave their private sandwiches.
That they own. Yes. Did you have words to the other Caitlin?
Well, I went up to the lunchroom and I saw my GYG there. And I was like, oh, did you get GYG? And she's like, oh, I think my boyfriend ordered it for me. And I was like, oh, okay. And then we sorted it out and she ended up ordering more food, which it was a happy ending, but still, I was hungry.
I'll be honest, I've had a few guesses in my head and the best I've come up with is Goodyear Grains. What's
oh, really?
GYG? Yeah. What is it?
Guzmany Gomez, you know, the Mexican chain.
Oh.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Oh, me GYG, bro.
Oh, right.
Oh, BRB, I'm just getting some GYG. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. How many famey can you name me? Yeah, and just so you know, if this game goes badly,
yes,
you're playing it perfect.
Okay, great.
It hasn't worked once.
Well, I am going to nail this.
And you're representing Carrie because, Buzz, the scoreboard is...
2-1 to Carrie.
Oh, yes, I've got a head start.
We've played heaps.
Yeah, and you've had two draws.
Oh.
We're resetting. We're resetting.
There we go. You didn't expect me to have that answer, did you?
No, I also thought we were going total number of games. I didn't realise that it was best out of a number and then you get 1 point.
That's oh, right, yeah. So we've been going back
see,
and forth.
See how boring it is already, Corby?
I am yawning.
This is on track.
Yes. Good, good. All right, I hope it gets better from here.
All right. I'm going to give you both a category and you got to go back and forth naming something from that category until one of you guys gets it wrong.
Okay. Corby, you can go first.
Here we go.
Okay.
Simpsons characters.
Marge Simpson.
Homer.
Bart.
Lisa.
Grandpa.
Maggie.
Mo.
Apu.
Oh, shoot. Mr. Burns.
Groundskeeper Willie.
Oh, yeah. Seymour Skinner.
Smithers.
The guy that... The bumblebee. The bumblebee
oh,
guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Nelson.
Oh, stop it. Ralph.
Chief Wiggum.
Millhouse.
Oh! Thinking.
Patty.
Oh, yeah.
Selma.
Damn.
Yes, you gave that one to me.
I know. Santa's little helper.
Oh, get lost. Oh, no. Scanning the school. No.
Where else? Where do I go? The bar. Who's at the bar? Barney!
Nah, out of time, I'm afraid.
Oh!
Buzzed
out. Are you joking?
Buzzed out.
Are you joking?
This is the 5 second timer that you put in.
God, she is our guest on this program.
Your rules, mate, not mine.
And that is how you treat her.
No. I seriously, that was like an Indiana Jones moment. I reached back, I grabbed the hat. I just got through.
Mate, I had you. You and MacGyver rolling under the door.
That's it. Oh, I hate this game.
All right, number two.
That was the best it's ever been, and then Buzz stopped it.
Female tennis players. Rachel, because you lost that one, you go first.
This is going to be the shortest game ever. Serena Williams.
Venus Williams.
Maria Sharapova.
Azarenka.
Steffi Graf. I'm already back cataloging.
Martina Hingis.
Goodness. Anna Kournikova.
Sam Stosur.
Oh, shoot. Oh, God. Oh, thank God I've watched them. The chick that won against Serena.
That's
Naomi
the buzzer.
Naomi Osaka.
Yes, that one.
Four.
Yeah, sorry. Sports really not... If you want a bad game, then pick sport because I'm real bad at sports.
Give her another sport one.
Don't.
All right. Here we go. One more.
Okay.
And now I guess this is one more just for fun. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, because you've already won. Okay.
Corby, you have no chance of winning from here. Good luck in the last one.
Thank you.
Famous animals.
Sorry?
What?
Hang on.
Wait. Famous animals.
Hang on.
Hold on.
Hang on. Do you mean like fictional animals? Or Buzz is looking around.
I do not write these.
Buzz looks around the studio. Producer Caitlin, what do you mean famous animals?
Were you drunk when you wrote that?
Any famous animal.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't clarify it.
Yeah, it does.
Don't just say the words that Buzz said.
Do I give you an example then?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Skippy.
Oh, so you mean characters. Animal characters.
And just like that, guys, because we're out of time. Another fun game of how many famey can you name? Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hughesy and Kate join us right now.
Yeah.
Have you done to Carrie Bickmore, Tommy, by
nothing.
The way?
I've done nothing. We love you if you're listening, Bickers. Hope you're feeling better.
Love you. Can I say, you're sounding great, Rachel, no doubt about
Very
it.
Very happy to have you. Almost too happy.
Oh, thanks,
Hope you're
guys.
Not happening. I hope you're not listening, Cookmore. But, I mean, what are we saying in this case?
But you know what? Kate Langbrook has come in, she's sick as well, come in whinging so much that I'm like, what are you doing here? You know,
I'm happy to go home.
I can do another shift if you want.
Oh, there you go.
No, you can't. You've got to do the project tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Look, I smashed 3 out in 1 day. I can do it.
Look
get
at
it
this.
Going.
Yeah. That is a freelance attitude
Isn't
if I've
it?
Ever heard one.
That is
I'll do
so
everything.
True.
I'll do anything.
And then
anything.
You know what happens, Rachel? What? As your work reaches critical mass, you realise you've still got the feast or famine freelancers mentality.
Oh, yeah.
So
always.
You never say no to work and
you
then
do.
You're overwhelmed.
You
I do
always
that.
Say no. I never say no.
Oh, you never say no.
There's gigs I've done where I rock up to the gig and I think, God, I should have said no to this. And then I hear from over the shoulder, hey, mate. I'm like, if I should have said no to this, you definitely should
I've just said yes to a gig that's not paying any money.
Don't say that. Oh. Don't say that, mate. Don't say that. Because there's people paying you a lot of money to do other gigs.
Oh, that's
don't
all right.
Say that.
No, people,
no,
it's
a charity,
charity
thing.
Gig.
It's a charity thing. And then they're not even getting my charity rate, you know. I mean, we've all got a charity rate.
Do you know what?
No, we don't. We don't all have a charity rate.
I think the general public might not be aware of the concept of a charity rate.
It's very reasonable.
Hang on. I'm not general public and I'm not aware of the concept of a charity rate.
Well, you know what, Tommy Little? Neither am I. If I do a charity thing, it's for nothing.
You know,
that's my charity
rate. I did a gig recently, and I won't say where, but it was with Tom Ballard, and I said to
Stinks
them,
of charity already.
I said to them,
doesn't it?
I said to them, have you sold every ticket? And they said, no. I said, oh, how much am I meant to be getting? And they said, this much. And I said, oh, look, I'll take half that. I said, oh, yeah, all right. I said, I'll take half that. And they said, oh, well, we'll write a check, a novelty check out for the other half, and then we'll present it to you on the, you know, like that's
what?
Your, that's your donation.
Oh, no,
to the,
you can't do that because then people would know that you're.
Yeah, but I said, oh, yeah, whatever. I didn't even think about it. But then Tom Ballard was also doing the gig. There was a charity check from him as well, which was more than my charity check.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's a blow to the ego.
Oh.
No, but he had actually done it completely for free. And like, I'm like.
And he just made a donation because he's a great guy.
No, the same thing, but his whole thing was for free. Do you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. So you're still
mine was only half for free.
Oh, he gave it all
so
back.
So then the audience will know that I was getting money. It was just, I said, don't.
Well, they will now.
I said, don't put my check out there. Just leave my check behind the stage. I can't compete with that check.
I love how that's what you take from that.
Yeah.
Not I should have given them my whole fee.
No.
Just don't give me the check.
I mean, that's the thing about him. He's so honest.
But anyway, this next charity one is completely free. So I won't say where it is now, but yes, it is completely free.
And have what about Are You Okay Day?
Oh, Are
Yes,
You Okay?
Your performance, we're going to talk about that on our show today. We think it might be having the opposite effect.
Okay.
What causing people to...
Well, someone in our office
depression.
Got sent a... No, well, just a general, what, how do I come across sort of thing. Someone in our office got sent a message, hey, lovely lady,
are you okay?
And she was like... Why don't I seem okay?
Yeah.
Now that's interesting, isn't it?
Mm. It's when you open with the line, "Are you tired?"
Yeah,
yes. Right.
And you go, "Oh well, I'm not," but clearly I look haggard.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
Or when, like when I say to my husband, he finds it really annoying. When did your nose get broken? And he goes, I've never had a broken nose. I say it to him all the time.
Because he's got a bad nasal thing going on.
No, he's just got a smudgy nose. Well, and sometimes I give him a kiss and I go, tell me again about when your nose got broken.
Oh, that's love, isn't it?
But he doesn't seem to like it, Rachel Corbett.
I can't imagine why.
Now he goes, I've told you, my nose never got broken. I'm like, goodness, are you okay?
All right, Husey and Cade are up next. Rachel Corbett, thanks so much for joining us today.
Pleasure.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye, lovelies.
Bye. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.